Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. This is show number 13. It's Saturday, August 1st, 2020. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Alcorn Auto Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And hello, my name's Alan McCloskey. My wife and I have run our own local chain of shoe stores, Alan Shoes, since 1982. You know, Rob, every show we tell our guests which show number it is and the date. Partially we do that so that when visitors visit the Smithsonian in Washington in 25 years, 50 years, 100 years from now, they'll be able to listen to our time-tested advice, wisdom, great guests, and expert commentary we put into the show.
Sure, Alan. We're headed to the Smithsonian, all right.
Well, maybe the Tucson Museum of Art.
Try again, Alan.
The Children's Museum of Tucson?
Yeah, you're getting close.
Well, if coupled with images of all the great Hawaiian-themed shirts I wear into the studio each week, maybe the Surfers Museum.
Yeah, right, the Surfers Museum. Hey, I know our engineer John loves those shirts, but I doubt the shows will get us in any museum.
Well, listen, the deal here is that we've got some people that also think very highly of what they're doing, and I think we should be talking about them today and see whether they think their things are just stellar, just like my shirts are.
Well, Alan, you know, we've got a lot of interesting people out there, and we're going to have a new award we're giving this morning, aren't we, later in the show?
Well, as part of that, I want to demonstrate how hilarious some people think what they say is profound and what really ends up being a bunch of miscellaneous, nonsensical thoughts of some idiot.
What are you referring to, Alan? Did you just call yourself an idiot? Are you just being a putz?
Well, exactly, Rob. Just this week, we had a few great examples of someone getting up on their sandbox and being a complete putz. So I think we need to have a Putz of the Week award.
Can't we call it the Jerk of the Week award?
No, we can't. Some of this behavior is ludicrous, outrageous, needs to be called out loudly and clearly.
Who are this week's winners?
And I'm not going to tell you that, Rob, because if I did, our listeners wouldn't have a reason to listen to our segment four of this show when they will hear from themselves our nominees for Putz of the Week.
And stay tuned. We've got some real good ones for you. As host of this show, Alan and I are committed to serving you with ideas, strategies, and techniques for building, marketing, or improving your business. We created this show to try and help the efforts of small business owners to recover from the coronavirus impact. Through all of our shows, we've been discussing the latest news, and we've also interviewed leaders in our community. We'll be discussing current trends with all of our experts.
Well, can you lead us in, since we've got a few minutes until we get into the next segment here, can you lead us in with some stories or some news article that might just help us with what's going on right now?
Well, here's something I found, Alan, that should help all of us. Headline is, COVID-19 isn't going away, 6 ways to stay calmer and happier long term. When the global COVID-19 pandemic was declared in March, there was no telling how long the crisis would last. Now into the fourth month, with over 4.3 million COVID infections in the United States, many people are realizing that the pandemic is more of a marathon than a sprint. In fact, I really don't see us eradicating it, said White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. Though that doesn't mean Americans will always have to live with strict restrictions once there are treatments or a vaccine, accepting that we do have to live with a new normal for the foreseeable future is no easy task, says Andrea Bonnier, a licensed clinical psychologist and author of Detox Your Thoughts. She's currently on the faculty at Georgetown University. Most of us are coping with higher levels of anxiety and chronic stress as a result of living with the threat of a deadly viral illness, she says. The uncertainty makes it even worse because we can't tell ourselves that there is an end in sight. Humans are hardwired to plan ahead and anticipate dangers, said Suzanne Swift, a licensed clinical psychologist with the telemedicine platform HEAL. We want to have control of what's happening, she says, and when we don't have control, it does feel harder to get through things. Here are ways to help you stay happier and calmer as we learn to live with COVID-19 long term. Number one, focus on the reality now. If these last months have taught us anything, it's that things can change constantly, said Swift. It does feel like this pandemic is never going to end, and that can feel stressful and overwhelming. But focusing on the negative aspects of the current situation is not going to make you feel calmer. It's only natural to think and plan for what-if scenarios, but sometimes we end up down that rabbit hole where our thoughts are no longer based on reality. When you notice yourself slipping into that rabbit hole or catastrophizing your situation, recognize that it's your body's anxiety response in action. Handling what is happening right now on a daily basis will make you feel more in control. It does take a lot more effort to challenge and reframe these anxious thoughts, said Swift, but when we can do that, then it helps you look at the situation from a more positive and hopeful perspective. Know the facts, but stay flexible. Questions like, will our kids be in school and will we need to be in our office, are still unknown for many people around the country, which makes planning for the future practically impossible. Benora thinks that the best way to cope with the loss of control is to look at facts and stay flexible. Think about specific scenarios from an objective standpoint. For example, what are the benefits and drawbacks of returning to school? What decisions are possible and not possible for my family? Give yourself permission to take your own individual family factors into account and extend that respect to other families. To that end, you also must remain open to change. You need to give yourself permission to change your mind if the data changes or if you get an opinion about something that makes you see things differently. For example, you might discover that your child is struggling with the hybrid school model and they need to try something different. Every single family is different, and what's right for one family is right for everyone, not necessarily. Building a routine is soothing to us because it frees up mental energy for us to focus on other tasks. While it might feel like everything is out of your control, there are little ways you can regain structure in your days. For example, decide what time you're going to have lunch every day and block it off on your calendar so you don't have to think about it. Kids also like schedules, systems, and predictability, which may require setting boundaries. Give them that sense of what they know is going to come up today, she says. This could even be done on an hourly basis. For instance, you could use color-coded signs by your home workplace to communicate whether you're busy or free. So many of us are struggling each day like, I need them to be quiet because I need to do the work, she says, but we're forgetting that we're asking so much of our kids. Connect to your values. Although this is a really difficult time, where happiness is kind of taking a dip, that doesn't mean that we still can't feel some fulfillment through connecting with our sense of purpose during this time. Happiness research tells us that it's not just joy and pleasure that bring us happiness, but connecting to a deeper sense of purpose. Think about what your most important values are during this time and how you want to convey them to your family and friends. For example, if you have kids, consider what you want them to remember about this time. Perhaps your kids have realized what it takes to run a household during this time or have learned to cook their own meals. Maybe we have a deeper sense of empathy, of wanting to help others in our community. Or it's possible that your kids have learned how to apologize after conflicts or manage stress. And finally, do something physical. Anxiety affects your physical body, and many of us are walking around in a chronic stress response, she says. As a result, you might notice that you have extra muscular tension, or you're not breathing as deeply as you normally do, or you may even feel nauseated. We absolutely have to address our stress on a physical level, or else we're just going to try to talk ourselves out of it, she says. Find an activity that you enjoy that brings awareness back to your physical body, whether it's taking a break to practice a few yoga poses by your desk, listening to music as you take deep breaths, or going for a walk at the end of the day. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to how it feels on a daily basis. And know that it's okay to be disappointed.
Rob, we're going to relate to all of that in segment four when we talk about our big topic of the week. We're going to bring this all together, but now what we're going to do is we're going to pivot. So after our break, which is coming up right now, we're going to have our guests, and they are Andrea Rodriguez and Cynthia Coleman. They're from the community group called Sewing Masks for Tucson. That'll be after our break. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. Our call-in line is 790-2040. That's 790-2040. If you want to ask our guests a question, please call in and please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Alan Shoes. This is Back to Business with Rob and Alan.
And we have two guests with us today. Alan, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the organization they're with, and then I'll read their bio.
Well, Sewing Masks for Tucson is a community group that got together, and we're going to explain a little bit later exactly how they got together, but they have been highly touted in various media because they're doing a great job. And what they're doing is they're handing out masks so that everyone has an opportunity, even if they can't afford one, to wear a mask. I saw an article on them and immediately contacted one of their organizers that's on the show today and decided that this would be a great community organization for Alan Shoes to support. And we ran a giveaway this recent week. And so they are close to my heart because, you know, every week, Rob and I have been talking about the need to wear a mask. We strongly believe it. We touted ourselves as the anti-maskers of Tucson here. And so I really want to give a lot of time today. We're going to give them both in the next two segments about their group. And they're going to explain everything they're doing and everything they're about, Rob.
Great. Our one guest is Andrea Rodriguez. She's the founder of Sewing Masks for Tucson. It's a volunteer grassroots group that started in March. She helped organize, provide, and donate over 18,000 masks to Tucson's healthcare facilities, assisted living, nonprofit organizations, essential businesses, and communities. Thanks to loving and dedicated volunteers, they've been able to do that. She's co-owner of Mar Designs, architectural and interior design studio. Andrea is an award-winning interior designer with 18-plus years of experience. Before COVID, she designed unique interiors that have positive impact on her clients' lives. Andrea has worn many hats in her career: designer, decorator, window consultant, organizer, muralist, painter, travel agent, salesperson, and accountant. As a result, she has a unique ability to manage projects and to navigate complex challenges, but actual experience has taught her all these things. And our other guest is Cindy Coleman. She's the co-founder of Sewing Masks for Tucson. Cindy's a retired educator and coach. She taught in TUSD in the University of Arizona for almost 40 years. Her specialty was teaching life skills through physical education and fitness. Her son labeled her a coaching junkie because it was there a team that needed a coach or assistant. Coach Cindy would sign on. She set high standards for her students and student athletes and helped them attain those standards. So that's our guests today, Andrea and Cindy. Welcome to Cynthia, rather, welcome to Back to Business.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing
Hello,
great.
Karen.
And this is Cindy, and Andrea's on the other phone line.
I think we can hear them both, so we'll try to handle you one at a time so you understand. So let's start with Cindy, since we've got you first here. Cindy, you and I have not met. We haven't spoken on the phone. I've been communicating with Andrea, but what I want to do is tell you that we appreciate both of your contributions to Tucson here.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And really, this whole face mask project was really based on Andrea's enthusiasm. I had, I'm a little politically active, and I had put some face masks online in the middle of March for some of my older friends. Andrea saw it. She called me, and she said, "We need to do this." And she became the impetus for it. I'm just kind of doing the mechanics of getting the fabric together, making sure it gets to the different people that want to sew. And I like to sit down at my sewing machine and get some masks made, too. So, but she definitely is the spirit behind the whole thing.
Andrea, it's time for me to ask you a couple of questions here. Is everything that Cindy said true?
Yes, but I will just say that we will not be where we are right now without any volunteers who help out. So maybe I just started the whole thing, keep moving forward. But I will not be there where we are without any of them.
Andrea, how many volunteers are in your group?
So we started, and just going back to why we started, or why I just say, let's do this with Cindy. And I'm so glad that she actually was the one who helped me to move it, this whole process forward, because I didn't have the connection. I just have the desire to help. And, you know, I was raised and born in Czechoslovakia during the communists, and I came here in 1993. And since that, all my family is still living back in Czech. So every summer when I have fortune, I'm going to visit them. So, you know, to stay close with my parents and everybody. So when they got hit with the COVID at the beginning of March because of the Italy epicenter, the government put mandate to wear mask in March 18. And since they were not enough PPE for no one, for healthcare workers, for just, you know, the main thing, the whole mask, and during the 3 to 1 week, they were able to sew over 10 million masks to provide for every citizen of the nation.
Cindy, how many volunteers are involved in this group?
You know, we probably have about 40 to 50 sewers and drivers and cutters and all, but we've had probably a couple of hundred who have come through our organization. They may have been off of work. They may have been retired in between jobs. But a lot of folks have really just jumped in. It's been really organic. Andrea put together a Facebook site, and all of a sudden, people started to come into the site. And so we've probably had a couple of hundred folks that have been involved, but we've got a good nucleus of about 40.
Cynthia, where do you get your materials?
You know, we rely on donations. I have a house stack full of fabric right now. We probably have about 1,000 yards of fabric here that's been donated to us, and I bundle it. We've been needing to purchase elastic. That's kind of the gold commodity out there. But when I've done some side jobs, like we did a huge job for the base, some people from the DM50 stepped in and financed it for us. So we have really gone with community donations.
Do you make them one size fits all, or do you have custom sizes? How does that work?
We, you know, and I've done a lot of the development of the patterns. We have one style that is for people that are really active. We found that the guys on base that were in the different jobs, they needed a certain type of face mask that didn't come over their ears because of the earphones. We also have some that are children's sizes that are, you know, kind of the generic pleated mask so that they will fit a lot of kids. So it really depends on what the purpose of the organization that we're handling wants.
Are you guys going to be working with the schools when they come back?
Probably. We actually have already provided some to TUSD over the summer for their food handlers and their custodians that have been in sanitizing the spaces. So we just, you know, if people reach out to us, we try to fill the order.
Andrea, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm with you, and I will focus not on my emotion, but on my growth, because they are the one who is the most important.
So, Andrea, go ahead, sir. Andrea, what we want to do is we want to call extra attention to your group. We cannot speak any more highly of your group for a few reasons. Number one, you're doing something that's needed. Number two, you're allowing people in the community to participate and help each other. And there's no greater reward than someone has from helping someone else. Don't you agree?
Yes, totally. Because, you know, I never imagined that we were able to, like, up to date, we donated over 18,000 masks to almost to 65 different organizations, from big hospital like El Banner and TMC to El Rio to, I mean, you know, we always try to jump on the story when we see it in the newspaper, and instead of, like, just sit back, we contact them directly, or we just show up and give them the mask. Like, for example, I just want to mention the big fire and when they have the Red Cross evacuation center. We just saw it, that they just open it, and we just drive over there without asking and just drop the mask over there for them. Or when we saw the big article about Teamsters Union that they needed masks for all the bus drivers and, you know, just to be protected, we jump on it and donated, I believe, like over 1,500 masks. So we always try to stay course with what Tucson actually need and where they need it. Same thing with assisted living. They were, like, forgotten with PPE at the beginning. So we try to deliver to assisted living places, so because they are the most vulnerable, you know. So there's so many organizations, nonprofits, from food shelters, clinics, rehabilitation, caregivers, you know, school staff who are helping, all the essential employees who are still have to show up every day and work and have and be protected.
Have the city or county reached out to you at all?
No, and that's one thing that I'm really sad about, and I don't know if I should even mention, but we try to reach to them on the June 18th, when the mayor put it mandatory in place. So we reached to her and to every single ward this letter offering our mask to them, and we didn't hear anything back from none of them.
But you did participate and were announced in the newspaper when there was the big giveaway of masks the Saturday before last. Listen, I want you guys to hold on, because we're going to go through our set of commercial breaks and the news, and then we want you back. We want to talk to you about your great social media campaign. We want to talk to you about what other people can do to help you. We want to talk to you a little bit more about what Alan Shoes is going to do with you and our efforts to try to acquire additional sponsorship. Can you both hold on for a few minutes?
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. We're going to come back with our guests from Sewing Masks for Tucson. That's b2btucson.com, b-t-o-b-tucson.com. We have a bio of Andrea up there. Soon we'll have a bio of Cindy up there. You'll be able to know how to contact them. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob Davidson. He can be reached at 629-9555. He's my co-host here, and he'd love to talk to you about either sponsoring our show, or if you're confused and you need to talk to him about how to contribute, or your time, effort, or money to Sewing Masks for Tucson, you call Rob. You're listening to Back to Business with Rob and Alan on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be right back after our commercial break.
Wide Wide by Alan Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra wide widths of men's and women's shoes. The best selection of wide width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
For years now, you've heard me say, don't get steamed, call Steamy. But have you ever wondered why? Imagine this. You have a leak, overflow, or some sort of water intrusion into your home. It may have even caused mold to start growing. So you get on the internet and look for someone to fix it. You find some advertisements online that look promising, call around, and probably hire the first person that says they can get out right away. You wait for hours on end, and when the doorbell finally rings, you're greeted by a fast-talking salesman that is anything but professional. And then, you guessed it, you got steamed. By what I call the water damage wannabes, and they are well on their way to taking advantage of your bad situation. This is why the very best plumbers, realtors, roofers, and insurance agents only refer Steamy Concepts to their customers for mold and water damage restoration, period. Steamy Concepts works with all insurance carriers and will always come out for free 24 hours, 7 days a week to inspect your mold and water damage problems. Go to steamyconcepts.com to schedule us out right now.
ROC number 291-200.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Allen. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson here.
And we have our guests on the line, Andre and Cynthia from, we're talking to them about masks and...
Yeah, and there's the group again is Sewing Masks for Tucson. They're a Facebook group. They've also got a website. We're going to announce how you can get it to their website, and it's also going to be posted on our website. And Cynthia, or do you prefer Cindy?
I'm Cindy.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I kept pronouncing it wrong or saying it wrong. But Cindy, who is in control or in charge or responsible for your social media presence?
Oh. I've got to say, Andrea really is. She takes care of putting the different components together, making sure that we stay on course. We're really excited because our sewers and our producers will post all of their masks and let us all know what they're doing. And we're all still pretty socially isolated. So it's a great opportunity for us to get to know each other and to see how productive everybody is being. It kind of feeds into this sense of giving to the community that we've really, you know, been striving for. And but Andrea, she totally is the one who has taken charge of that. She also makes sure, quite honestly, that we don't have any kind of politics discussed on our site. We are all about our one little thing, which is hoping to help people to stay safe during this pandemic.
Andrea, tell us a little bit about how you were able to garner so much attention, and because if you're doing something good, I want everyone to know about it, and I want everyone to know how you were able to to make this really flourish in such a short period of time?
So I think the core is to be surrounded with friends, family, loving family who support you, right? Because I have basically two little girls. So when the COVID started, somebody have to be taking care of the kids when there was no school and we have to teach online. And so I have really supported my husband. And then you are surround yourself with friends and basically people who see what you try to accomplish. So most of them, like, for example, I want to tell you, like, I have a best friend and they own Northgate Laundromat on Grant Road and Alvernum. And since the pandemic, we were able to take thousands of yards of fabric to them. They will pre-wash it, and then we will distribute it through courier, because all the people who are basically, you know, helping us to sew and cut and all the stuff, they were sheltered in, so everybody was locked in. So we have to depend on our courier, on our drivers to drive across the town to Oro Valley, to Southside, to Vail, to all over the Tucson, just to drop them pre-wash material from them. And then once they cut it, it was taking back to the seamstresses. Seamstresses finished the mask, and then we call them mask maker, our heroes. And then was taking back to the Northgate laundromat when they wash all the masks and packages for us. So every week we are able to go to Northgate laundromat and pick up thousands of masks ready for, you know, to be delivered to our organization. So they do this for over like 5 months without any electric bills or, you know, all the stuff. And then we have a great organizer, like another friend, Susie Stagner. She is a great administrator and taking care of all the analytics and volunteers and putting them in the right orders and contacting them. And then we have a Steve Schneider that I want to mention, that who is taking care of our volunteer coordinator. I want to mention Gloria Barham, our lead carrier, that she drives thousands of miles on her own money across the whole town with Michael and other couriers without any supplement income for gas money or driving. And then Diane Hoffman, who was the one who created the website for us, which is called maskfortucson.org. And Triva Ship, who was at the beginning with us, with volunteer coordinator, and Patricia Preble, who was taking care of the, you know, donating to driving and donating to organization. I mean, there is so many great people. And then from basically from that friendship and family, it grew up to become a new friends and family with all the rest of the people, because this whole mask maker, it's not only about helping people, but it's create a complete new relationship. So people, instead of being home, you know, worrying, reading, hearing the news and living in fear, they took all their energy to make something beautiful and helpful for others. So I have so many stories from grandma to mother to grandkid sewing all together. I have a husband and wife teams. I have so many new relationships
That's okay.
I put my emotion back again.
So if people want to get involved with your organization, how can they?
So the easy way will be to visit the website, because not everybody is on social media, which is maskfortucson.org. And we are on Facebook, on the community page, Sewing Mask for Tucson. And then we have a private group, Sewing Mask for Tucson, just to be able to protect the personal and identity of each, you know, each mask maker and each volunteer.
One other question I had, do you guys work with like patterns, or who designed the masks? Was this something came up with online, or did you design them, or how did that work?
So I let Cindy work about patterns.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Quite honestly, that was my place, and I did a lot of research before I even did the first posting in the mid-March. That hooked me up with that Andrea and I got connected. And I've really dug into what's the best material, what's the easiest pattern,
how can we post patterns so that our sowers can see? Because we have new sowers coming in all the time, and so trying to maintain those patterns has been, you know, it's been pretty important. But I found that by keeping it simple, we were able to be the most productive. So, yeah, I've been the mask coordinator.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, we eliminated, after Cindy's research, we only using 3 to 4 patterns, no more. Because first, we don't want to confuse people, and then we want to be consistent with what we're delivering to the organization and the community. And one more thing, what I want to mention too, and I think this should be a really main focus, and I don't hear it, you know, enough about it. Since the beginning, we truly research how to proper care for the mask. Because there is a one thing, if we can help to give away masks, you know, for people to protect themselves and protect others. But the other thing is how you really truly care for the mask once you wear it. Because I see people who is wearing a disposable mask, which is only good for 2 to 4 hours for weeks. Or I see people who think it's good to put it in the microwave or put it on the sun that the virus will be killed. So I just want to encourage everyone, and that we also develop like care, proper care label that is come with every single mask from us, that they need to, after every single use, when they come home back from their shopping trip or, you know, whenever they use it, to please to wash it. And that's the great thing about our handmade mask made from cotton and really pre-selected materials that they will last a long time. So wash it, sanitize it, iron it, you know, please take care of it. Because if you don't, then you mostly will hurt yourself if you will not use it properly.
Andrea, Cindy, we greatly appreciate your contribution to our show today. We're going to have to move on, and we will post on our website at b2btucson.com all your bios. Cindy, we'll get yours up there in the next day or two, and we will send people your way, and I want to let everyone know that Allen Shoes will serve as a sponsor and draw attention, and we'll keep on trying to raise funds for this organization.
And you guys are doing great work. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Really, it means a lot to a lot of people.
I just want to mention, sir, before we go back, we have also a GoFundMe page, and we are in process for past two months to become a nonprofit, but because of the COVID and the understaffing, we are still in the limbo. So we will appreciate any donation that the people can help us to continue our work.
Great. We'll do anything we can to help you. Thank you, guys, and be well and take care of yourselves.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, and next week's guest is going to be Brent Durad, President and CEO of Visit Tucson. We'll have his bio up on our website on Monday, and that should be an interesting program because Visit Tucson is very involved in our community, and there's a lot going on.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Our call-in line is 790-2040, 790-2040. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Walkie, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947, go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes. And our big topic of the week this week is our Putt of the Week Award. With all due respect to Rob, he felt that maybe Jerk of the Week would be good, but I convinced him that it just wasn't quite right. Putts of the Week is what we're calling this. And just so you know, this week, some of weeks, this show is easier to write than others. This segment pretty much wrote itself.
It's funny, the other night I was on Facebook and I posted an article and I said, this guy's picture is in the dictionary under putts. And that's when Alan said to me, maybe we should talk about the Putts of the Week. And we had certainly plenty of them. So I would like to talk about our first candidate. His name is Louis Gohmert. He is a congressman from Texas. He's a Texas Republican. He's been walking around the Capitol without a mask, and he tested positive for coronavirus the other day. He was scheduled to fly to Texas on Wednesday morning with President Trump and tested positive in a pre-screen at the White House. The eight-term Republican told CNN last month that he was not wearing a mask because he's being tested regularly for the coronavirus. If I get it, he told CNN in June, you'll never see me without a mask. Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida, Neil Dunn of Florida, Morgan Griffith of Virginia, Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, Ben McAdams, a Democrat in Utah, Tom Rice of South Carolina, they've tested positive for the virus, as has Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. In May, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell turned down the administrator's office offer for rapid testing for the Capitol. Gohmert attended Tuesday's blockbuster House Judiciary Committee hearing with Attorney General William Barr in person, where lawmakers were seated at some distance from one another. But footage from before the hearing shows Gohmert and Barr walking together in close contact with neither wearing a mask. Justice Department spokesperson Carrie Kupek said Barr will be tested for coronavirus daily. So he's our first candidate, Alan.
I think he's a candidate because that he caught the virus. Listen, a lot of people are going to catch the virus. I think it's because now he's saying that it's the mask that gave him the virus, so he can't even really do anything except to worsen the situation. And this is how I look at it, Rob. We have a lot of people that are in denial here and other people that are passing on the virus, and we've got to get together. And I think it's a pretty well-known majority that says, let's wear a mask. But every day there's somebody, and I think they have a greater responsibility if they're an elected official, not to lead their people into the forbidden zone. And the forbidden zone is when you carry the virus to others when you could have not done that.
Exactly. And he might have given it to Attorney General Barr. He might have given it to other Congress people. I mean, there were several people in that meeting the other day, prominent people, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, that runs the gamut. And he could have infected a lot of them. And I think at this point in time, the last thing we need is our Attorney General to be in the hospital with that and possibly giving it to others. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he's one of our nominees. Our other nominee this week, this story is because President Trump promotes a doctor who has claimed alien DNA was used in medical treatments. President Donald Trump vigorously defended his administration's handling of the coronavirus on Tuesday, but it was a series of questions from CNN's Caitlin Collins about Dr. Stella Emanuel, a little-known Houston-based physician featured in a video the president retweeted that caused him abruptly to end his press briefing. Mr. President, the woman that you said is a great doctor in that video that you retweeted last night said masks don't work and there's a cure for COVID-19, both of which health experts say is not true. She's also made videos saying that doctors make medicine using DNA from aliens and that they're trying to create a vaccine to make you immune from becoming religious. The CNN reporter went on to press Trump on its misinformation. So Dr. Emanuel is our second candidate for Putz
of
the Week.
Well, it's not just her.
No.
Rob, you know, it's her handlers. How could you have the spokesman of your group? And listen, they might have a point here, okay? Although all the evidence, all the medical evidence says that that medicine doesn't work, there's still a little bit of doubt, and maybe it does help some people if taken, considering the side effects and what your conditions are. But how could you make the person who is the spokesman of your group, who is focused on during that news conference, someone with such a easily
questionable past
and outrageous statements, that just, they're the putts of the week. But maybe we're not doing our award yet, but there are certainly a nominee.
There's a lot of people that qualify, certainly. And you have a customer of yours, I guess, you would like to talk about.
Well, I don't want to make him the nominee. I want to talk about what we're doing and tell you that our issue is that we're all not being kind to each other. We're all taking hard positions. I have a customer that felt that we weren't treating them right because we told them that if they didn't wear a mask, they had to leave. And that's our policy to protect our employees and our fellow customers in our store. And, you know, maybe we need to be a little bit more gracious. Maybe we didn't do everything right. Maybe they didn't do everything right. Okay. But people are just have such hard felt positions on this mask issue. We've got to be kind to each other. Maybe we need a 10-second break after we say something to each other if it's contentious. Maybe we need to take a break. Maybe I need to tell my employees, take a step back, tell them, you know what, let me let you think about this mask thing for a minute and I'll come back and serve you. Because we need to be kind to everyone here. I know there's differences of opinion. Some of them are honest differences, but you know, I hate it when customers are inconvenienced, but I also hate it when I expose my other customers and my employees, and I got to demand masks in the store. And if you have a health condition, there are other ways we could serve you at curbside. We can sell you online. But do you have a third nominee? Because we've got to get forward and award this.
I do have
this.
A third nominee, and that was the woman from Scottsdale who went ballistic in the Target store, tore up the mask display. In fact, she had a pretty prominent public relations agency up in the Scottsdale area. Come to find out, all of her clients fired her and her husband's divorcing her. And she came out this week and she apologized. And she really, really did apologize. And I totally believe her. But
we're going to take her off the list yet. She's no longer a nominee because, you know what? I understand that this is highly stressful on everyone. Some of us are going to act out of turn. Some of them are going to want to rethink and take back what they're saying. It's the ones that don't take back what they're saying that I'm concerned about. So I think you have another nominee.
I do.
Who is that?
And our fourth nominee is our Congress, our Senate, our House of Representatives, and our White House. And the reason I'm nominating them, Alan, is because they've left millions of Americans hanging without knowing where their next meal may come from, where their rent payments may come from, where their help may come from. They went home this weekend, they're fighting, and they did not come up with a solution. And I think they deserve the award for doing this because there's so many people out there hurting, so many people out there worried, and we just can't do this to our citizens. It's not right.
So they're hurting our businesses, which is what we're all here for. They're hurting the employees of these businesses or the employees that are laid off of these businesses are worrying and letting down society as a whole because this just isn't right. They all say we're going to do this. We're going to get together. We know we need to do this. But the uncertainty of everything going on is adding to the stress needlessly. So I'm going to agree with Rob. Our Putz of the Week award goes to the congressmen and the senators involved that have let us down.
They've dropped the ball. They've had weeks to get this done, absolute weeks, because when they came up with the CARES Act months ago, they knew there was an end date to this. It was definitely on the calendar, July 31, and they've let it pass. And unfortunately, a lot of our people are hurting today because of that, and they're worried. And they may get their money retroactively. They may get their money at some point in time, but a lot of landlords may not want to take the money late. How about going to the grocery store if they don't have funds? How about if they don't have funds to get prescriptions, send their kids to school? Whatever the case is, Congress has let them down.
I just got a text from one of my sales representatives who's in Indio, California. His name is Jim Franco, and he said, thankfully, I'm not the Putz of the Week. And so, of course, he's not, because he's doing everything great. But we're going to leave you this week with a few messages here. Next week's guest, who is that, Rob?
It's Brent Durad from the Visit Tucson. He's going to be talking to us about the tourism industry and what COVID-19 has done to that. Should be a very interesting conversation. We're looking forward to having Brent on, and we'll have his bio on our website on Monday.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer, a restaurant owner, or any business that struggled through the last few months, or someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. Back to Business with Rob and Alan, KVOI, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. This has been an Alan McCloskey.
And I'm Rob Davidson. Have a great week, everyone. Stay safe and be well. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guests.